time for another Castle Valley FYI, and joining us in the studio today, we have Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. It's been a while since I've got to talk to Sheriff Wood, but Sheriff, it's great to get you back in today. Thank you.
It's always a pleasure to be here. Yeah, I haven't got to be interviewed by you for a while.
No, it's been Mallory, but we can switch it up a bit today. It's always a good thing. I always look forward to having some conversations with you, especially this time of the year when there's so much going on with the holiday season. You guys are busy, to say the least.
You know, there's a lot going on, and I just want to have people be smart in the way they do things. This time of year when it's really cold out and you want to start your vehicle up in the morning, be careful with that because there are car thieves that wait for that opportunity. We actually had that happen here in Price this week. A lady started her vehicle and someone jumped in it and drove away. So be a little smart with that. Look around before you start your car. Make sure there's no one hanging around your driveway or around your place. I like to leave my car locked. I take the fob off, start it, lock it. Sure, someone could still break in it if they wanted in there, but at least you'd slow them down a little bit.
And typically every car has a spare.
Yeah, yeah. Always use your spare when you can and be smart like that. Seems to happen a lot up in the urban areas up north. That's a big deal, and it's starting to bleed down here, it seems. So.
And I think this time of the year, you see a lot of people leaving their car running as they got to run into a gas station or something real quick as well.
Post office seems to be one. I see that a lot.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just be careful. There could be someone there waiting for a car. So, needing a ride, take yours.
Now, as far as Christmas went, I mean, was that pretty calm for you guys?
Christmas was good. We had very few calls on Christmas. It was a quiet time this year, thank goodness. We're happy with that. But with Christmas comes another opportunity for scammers and thieves. And, you know, you want to be careful what you throw away and how you put your trash out on the curb. If you got your new 90-inch TV, I would do something else with that box rather than put it out on my curb. People will realize what you have, and they may make your house a target as a place they want to break into. I saw that on the Fox 13 news and thought it'd be a good thing to share.
Yeah, it's interesting. I'm sure you get caught up in all the Christmas hoopla. Last thing you think about is what you're throwing away.
Yeah, exactly. And that's definitely, our trash has been targets for scammers and thieves for years. They'll try to find your mail that you throw away and get your identity off of it or any kind of information they can get. So careful how you put your trash out there. I like to put my stuff like that in the bottom of the can and then put my household waste on top of it, the nasty stuff that people don't want to rifle through.
Right. That's a good idea. You got to be, you got to organize your trash, right?
Yeah, it's sad, but that's the world we live in today.
Sheriff, we do have New Year's Eve right around the corner, and I'm sure I don't know any statistics, but I'm going to go out on a limb and say that New Year's Eve and Halloween are probably two of the busiest nights for you guys.
It's going to be busy, and you know our theory is an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, so we're going to be out in force. All your local law enforcement will be for New Year's Eve. The state actually gives us grants to do DUI and seatbelt shifts, so I imagine we'll have a few of those extra patrols out doing that. But they'll be watching for people that are impaired driving on New Year's Eve. So it's a good time to make a plan before you go. Make sure you know what your plan is before you ever go to the party so you don't get stuck with that decision of, am I okay to drive or not? You know, make a plan to have a ride home.
As far as New Year's Eve goes, is that one of the busiest nights of the year for you guys?
It can be. Yeah. Sometimes it's not too bad, but it seems like here it's feast or famine.
Super Bowl's probably the same way.
Super Bowl is exactly the same way. Yeah. You know, I've had Super Bowls that we had nothing happen, and I've had Super Bowls that I didn't even see a play of. So, yeah.
Sometimes that's not a bad thing.
Yeah,
you don't have to watch any of
it. Well, if the Raiders go this year, I'm not going to feel bad if I miss the Super Bowl.
I don't think you have to worry about that. But,
I don't either.
Especially after this past week. So definitely a lot happening in the local area this time of the year. And I know you wanted to wish everyone happy holidays and just go over some of the safety ideas.
Yeah, I just want everyone to be safe out there and enjoy, have a good time. It's a time to be with family and friends. It's a time to set goals for the future. You know, and I've said this before, and I'll say it again. I set three goals every year, three categories of goals. Goals for community, goals for family, and goals for myself. And I like a goal rather than a resolution because I think a goal's more achievable and more, it's a heavier goal, I guess.
A goal lasts year round, not just a couple of weeks after.
The resolution loses its, it kind of fizzles about February. So.
Right.
I want a goal. I want something I can keep going all year.
I'm with you. I definitely agree with you. Hey, what's New Year's Eve look like for Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood? What's your go-to thing? What do you do on New Year's Eve?
You know, this year, I'm not doing anything. I'm going to be home. In fact, I told my wife I might actually come out and work a little bit New Year's Eve. I haven't decided yet what I'm going to do. So I may be one of those guys out patrolling.
All right.
For New Year's.
Keeping the streets safe for everyone on New Year's Eve.
Yeah. So if you see me, say hi to me.
Sheriff, I always look forward to having you come in and talk a little bit about what's happening. Thank you again. Happy New Year, and I know we'll talk to you again next week.
Happy New Year, and be safe out there.
All right, that's another Carbon County FYI right here on Castle Country Radio.